Every Tuesday, we talk to Bridget Carey from CNET. It's Tech Tuesday. She keeps us up to date on what's going on in the world of technology, a world that is very, very foreign to me. Judy, I know you'll know more about this.
She's so interesting.
Isn't she good? Bridget Carey joins us right now. Hello, Bridget. How are you?
How you doing?
I almost lied to you, said I'm doing fine. I'm a little bit under the weather, but feeling better now that you're here.
Oh, what a schmoozer, man.
Yeah, all right. All right. A couple of things to discuss with you. Thing number one, this is hard to believe, but the very first website from the internet is now 25 years old. You would think it's gone, but it's not gone. It's still here. What do we need to know about that first website?
Well, you might be familiar with your web history. British computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee published the first web page on December 20th back in 1990. He was a researcher at CERN. It was the European Organization for Nuclear Research. And while he was coming up with the internet, you know, he made this site that basically is just very basic, has some information on the place he worked at, info.cern.ch. And they even have a simulator link where you could see what it looked like in that black screen with a green DOS font, you know, if you were back in the day,
yeah,
25 years ago.
Yeah.
And and they're kind of like, you know, showing what it was like back then to preserve it, because back then it was created to make it easy to search and share electronic documents. And it was first used by defense and academic groups, and of course, it's so much different today. I mean, now we have our, washing machines connected to the internet. So much happens in 25 years.
Isn't it strange, Bridget, that everybody knows most firsts, like Neil Armstrong's the first man on the moon? That's common knowledge. Isn't it strange that the very first website doesn't get a little more publicity?
Yeah. I mean, it obviously, it's one of those things where it kind of blew up fast. But, I mean, the guy created the internet, you know.
It's pretty big.
And websites, yeah. Yeah,
and the internet. Yeah, really, it's what other invention in the past, you know, century has been as
impactful?
And will be. I mean, my gosh.
Right. Bridget, about 21 or 22 years ago, I was working with Wendy at another station, and AOL came to us with an idea of something that they called a web chat. And they sat down with us and they explained what that would mean. And they said, what'll happen is you'll be talking on the radio and people will be able to, through their internet, talk to you and you can talk back to them. And it was so foreign. They had all these people from AOL come in to see how it would work. And now everybody does it all day, every day. It's no big deal. That was just 21 years ago.
I miss those AOL floppy disks in the mail.
I know.
If only we kept them. We could have made some great coasters out of them.
Oh, I got a closet full. If you need some, I got some for you. All right, let's talk about the iPhone app that suggests holiday parties. What do we need to know about this?
Oh, well, it's actually Facebook. Okay, so Facebook has a separate app called Messenger. Facebook kind of makes you download this if you want to do private chats on your phone, so it's not part of the main Facebook app.
But yeah.
They've made a ton of new changes in the past week in time for the holidays, I guess. They're just pushing out a bunch of changes. One, if you have on Apple, the iPhone, you'll see that it'll suggest to you what events are going on in your area today, tomorrow, next week. You can actually go by the day and see, what is there to do? And it suggests things that it thinks you like. Now, I haven't found them to be particularly insightful suggestions. The other day, it suggested for me in New York to go to the No Pants subway ride.
Oh.
I don't know why it thinks that about me.
Interesting.
But well, what about very highly of me?
What about personal parties, Bridget? Does it suggest those if they know about nearby parties?
Yep.
Well, it'll say, I mean, if the person made them public or if it's friends of friends. I got an alert that a friend was going to like a bar event, and I got a pop up on my phone that I should go to because it's near me, but it really wasn't very close near me. It was just in the general New York area, so it kind of could be annoying, but we'll have to see how that works out. But it's not just that. You're also seeing in Messenger a new thing, facial recognition. So let's say you're at a holiday party taking photos of your family and you want to just send it privately to someone in a message.
Yeah.
It's going to alert you to say, hey, do you want to include Bill in this or so-and-so? And because it's looking for people that you know and their faces matching up. You can turn this off because, see, Facebook calls it photo magic, and some people might call it creepy, though.
Yeah.
So if you find it weird that Facebook is scanning your face, it's the same thing that they do in tagged photos. You might have noticed this already. You put a photo up and suggest that you tag your friend. You can turn it off from happening to you, or you can just turn it off from it suggesting anything on your app. And you'll also see some like holiday fun things. You can change your chat colors, and if you send someone a little picture that has something to do with Christmas or snow or anything winter related, snowflakes fall on your screen. Ooh, ah, you know, little things to make conversation happen, I guess, and be a little silly and jolly.
You know, it's amazing. I know some people who still aren't even on Facebook. They have one, they don't really use it.
Right,
they're
right, right.
So behind the game now because every day there's something new.
Sure, of course. And
I think that gets frustrating when you depend on Facebook to get the word out about something going on, especially with family or share photos. Google has their Google Photos app where I'm sure people might be using this to share photos from parties with family, but the good thing about Google Photos is if you have grandma or an aunt or uncle who's just not on Facebook at all, you can still send them a link over email so they could see everything too. So I think some companies are realizing that some people will just don't want to download the app, and they're working on ways to help those who, you know, still want to see the photos you're sending, but they don't want to be on the app.
And Bridget, I know this is a moral question and one that we've all thought about, but is it a good idea for everybody to know where we are at all times? Has that become a good idea or not a good idea?
Oh man, I have such strict privacy settings, and I'm really careful about not even having location turned on my phone unless I'm needing directions somewhere. Because honestly, a lot of these apps are in the background using your location and connecting it to your status update. And you may not realize if you're tweeting from your house, heaven forbid you accidentally left location on, and now everyone knows the exact location of your house.
Right.
You know, I am so glad you said that. I never put that on.
It's one of those things that, yeah, it shouldn't be even volunteering that information unless you choose to, but you just got to be a little more careful. And because I know that apps change so much and even I can't keep up with it all, I just keep my location off in my privacy settings until I'm just in Maps looking for something.
Yeah, I just envision, like, you know, apps waiting like monsters in the background, waiting to swoop in the minute you put your location in. So I'm like, I am not giving them my location.
Bridget, along sort of the same lines, I get a notification on my phone. There's 5 people that I'm friends with on Facebook, and anytime they do anything on Facebook, if they post a picture, if they change their location, if they change their status, whatever, I get a notification on my phone, and it's just 5 random people. How did they decide over at Facebook or on my phone that I need to know as much as I do about those 5 people?
Probably because you talk to them the most, or comment on their stuff the most.
Yeah, I swear in both those cases, 3 of them I barely know. They're just friends of friends.
Do you only have 5 friends on Facebook?
4.
Well, there you go.
I got a bonus friend.
They just tagged everyone.
Buy one free. I get one free. But I can't figure out why they just chose at random these 5 people that I'm not particularly close or not close with, but I know everything they do all day, every day.
Well, if you're sick of it, you have more control now. Over the past month, Facebook has this new setting where if you think they got it wrong, like in my case, I get alerts of people who I comment on the most, and I have like way too many friends, like hundreds that I really don't care about. But it figured out the ones I comment on most to get
alerts.
They're
not even friends.
Bridget, I'm going to play that, by the way, for your friends so they can hear what you just said about them.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. Nice.
I care about all your year in reviews.
Right. That's right.
In settings, you can actually say, you know, I want to see more or less of this person. And it can get in, you know, really in deep and say, pick the people you actually want to get notifications from. Because if it does mess up, you know, and give you notifications of people that aren't close to you, you could just turn that off and do it. The next time it happens, just go right in right away, and it'll take you to a shortcut to that person if you say, I want to see less of this.
All right. I'll try that. Bridget, thanks for everything. We've had a great time with you this year, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
Hey, same to you. Happy holidays.
Bridget, we'll hear you next year.
That's right.
Judy just likes to say that to everybody,
like to
Bridget.
That,
don't
yeah.
feel special. Please don't feel special. Have a great Christmas. Take care, Bridget.
Thanks again.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. You can check out her CNET Daily Update every day right there on CNET.com. Back after this, it's Bill and Judy on WGN.